Welcome to the Voke Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Voke Podcast, in which I'll be interviewing professional singer Greg Dale, whom you guys might know best as the voice behind the famous Midnight Riders from Left 4 Dead 2. Thank you so much for coming on, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's really my pleasure. But some fans may not know, what you do in life and who you are. So if you wouldn't mind explaining yourself a bit and introducing yourself to the fans, I'd appreciate it.
No problem. I'm Greg Dale. I've been playing music for most of my life. I moved out to Ohio, the easy to spell state, from California a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And there's not much to tell other than that I'm a musician and slogging along.
Okay. So you're a professional musician. I don't suppose you have done any acting or anything like that?
No acting. This was this voice work was the only thing I'd done of its kind, and the only thing I've done since then. So,
okay. Well, I think that particular voice work was really interesting that you've done, and I don't think you might realize how big of a fan base you might have for this specific gig. So, could you please talk a bit about your involvement in Left 4 Dead 2 and how it came to be?
Yeah, no problem. So, what year do you think it was? It was a long time ago. Did the game come out in 2009 or?
It did, but I don't know when the songs or whatever.
Right. So, this guy Noah Landis, who was Mike Moraski's engineer and assistant in the studio, asked me to come in and sing for this project that they had. Now, Mike Moraski is the guy that does all the, in this game, and I know a lot of games at Valve, he does all the music, all the little sequences that go between the things. Right. So, and I was super excited to do it because he was also used to be in a great band called Steel Pole Bathtub in San Francisco that were just great. So I was, I always knew who he was, and I'd met him on and off over the years, but it was nice to be asked to come in. And so we went in and I sang for him a little bit, and I got the okay. And then we proceeded to do the first two tracks, which I think were Midnight Ride and what was the other one?
It could have been anything, but One Bad Man is also a song from
One Bad Man. Yeah. So Midnight Ride and One Bad Man. And those were the initial two that we did.
Okay.
So do you want me to continue?
So we
went in and they rented out a studio, and I think Mike played most of the guitars, and I think the people from Valve wrote the lyrics for I'll tell you later, for Save Me Some Sugar, that we all got to be more involved. But there was a initial run of lyrics, and then they ran them past their legal department to make sure that they weren't too too over the line. And they made some corrections in there, because I think there's some stuff you're not allowed to mention. So then once we got those lyrics in place, we went in there and cut the tracks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you heard of the game beforehand, of the first version, or have you not?
I heard it was a big game. I hate to disappoint, because you mentioned that there's the Left 4 Dead people, mm-hmm. and the people that play the game are awesome. I came to learn that. I didn't know much about games. I played a couple of games coming up, but I just don't do it that much. And they told me about the first game, and they said this is going to be a super cool project. I'm like, yeah, I've heard that before. but little did I know when they released it, turned out to be pretty cool.
Oh, it turned out to be really cool. As a matter of fact, still tens of thousands of people still play it to this day, and it definitely still has a very strong fanship. Have you ever played the game at all?
No, I've watched though. I've watched the game. I've watched all the sequences where the music comes up in it. And again, that was because it was posted online by the fans of the game. Mm-hmm. So, did you know there was a website for the band?
Yes, I have heard of that. Yes. I'm not sure if it's still available or not.
I'm not sure either, but it was pretty amazing. So, I got a call on the day that they were going to launch the website, and they go, check this out. So we went down and we looked, and the band, Val was totally into this whole concept, and they made a website that made the characters look like a real band. And they had a write up about it and everything, and a couple songs posted, and sort of the history of the band as related to the game. Mm-hmm. And then they released it, and then the songs started hitting, you know, and you just saw the count go up and up. I'm like, I can't believe this. I think there was 70,000 hits on it in the first couple of hours, which, you know.
Well, of course. I mean,
it's interesting. It's interesting to see if you haven't had much success in all your other endeavors.
Oh, well, of course. But you mean Valve is this very huge company, so of course they have their way of marketing and promotion, but right. Of course, I mean, the people wouldn't have clicked on them if they wouldn't have sounded so good, and they were really amazing. My personal favorite is Save Me Some Sugar, but the other ones that you sang were also amazing. And the next question we have from The Dude is, how long did it take to get all the lyrics recorded?
So we went in and recorded, and I must have been singing like that for six hours. We did 2 days. I was 6 hours a day working, you know, getting it just right. Uh-huh. And for the first two things. And then of course there was some downloadable, there was a Christmas song that was a downloadable, I'm not familiar, but maybe it came out on the downloadable DLC. Is that what you guys call it? The downloadable.
It is possible. Yes. Yeah.
And so there was a Christmas song. So that was a separate session. And then of course, a little while later, there was Save Me Some Sugar session.
It is pretty cool. They brought you back. It seems like Valve really, really liked the idea of the Midnight Riders and, you know, their songs.
Yeah. They really did. And they were, you know, totally supportive of it. Mm-hmm. Once they saw that it was getting some traction too, I bet. I didn't talk to anyone there, but I was just getting reports from Mike, who was pretty happy about it too, because I don't want to speak for him, but I, you know, it wasn't something that he typically gets to do there, you know. Play the guitar and just totally rock out. So yeah, there was some talk about maybe trying to do a live show of it, but that sort of fizzled out. Unfortunate, but maybe fortunate, because we'd all have to wear wigs.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah. Well, if that would have been the biggest issue for you, then I understand.
Yeah.
Speaking of the website of the Midnight Riders, as I recall, I think there was a secret on the website which showed the people the demo of Save Me Some Sugar. Now, I don't know if that was like an actual demo or if it was just something produced like a demo. I'm not sure. But it was also a very great sounding demo. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, I can. So I'll just tell you about the recording of that particular song. So we got to go in and write the song together. So we all sort of came up with the chordal structure. And once we had a solid song structure, mm-hmm. excuse me.
No worries.
I went home and got to try. I can't remember if we had the Save Me Some Sugar part as the chorus. Mm-hmm. That was just the only line, but I went home and just started writing, and I wrote most of those lyrics. And then, of course, once I had them laid out, I was sort of following the game and with the trajectory of their travel and stuff, and just trying to come at it from a band that's on the road a lot, and make it sort of dark and some good imagery in there. And so then again, once those lyrics were done, then Valve went in there and changed things, you know, like, I remember one thing being, you can't smoke cigarettes. So maybe I had a reference to smoking a cigarette. Maybe that turned into burning down Louisiana. Maybe I said, burning down some other town on a road, but I think that maybe they were, the game took place down in those areas. It's Georgia and Louisiana.
Yes, that's correct. The demo did have some different words from the actual song that was later used in the game. That's true. Yeah.
I should have done my homework and gone back and listened to the demo, but so we did do the demo first and sent that in, and they loved it. And then we went in to the studio and did the whole process again. And that was super, that one was super fun because we all had more invested in it.
So you did have some sort of a creative input on
we pretty much wrote that all together, got the, you know. So the cool thing about it was, because then they had I don't know if you're going to bring this up, but they had the contest for the contest for I think you got to
an official video clip, I think. Yeah, there was a contest like that people were supposed to film like a video clip of the Midnight Riders song, if that's right. What you're referring to.
Exactly. And the prize was win a guitar signed by the Midnight Riders or something. Uh-huh. Right. So I had previously, I'm just going to lay this down, like during the first two songs, I was working at an animation company in San Francisco, and I wasn't an animator myself, but I worked there among all those creative people, and we did cartoons and commercials and a lot of actual, you know, like different types of animations. So when they had the contest, I was blown away at all the entries, all the submissions for that. And then the interesting thing was where I found out that somehow they found that acoustic demo of the song, and people were making videos of that one too. So it was really cool. Like the fans of that band are just super, super cool.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And how many, I mean, I can't recall, or at least I don't remember seeing your name in the credits. Were you credited, or how many people do you think they actually know that it's you who did the voice of that?
I think I'm at the end somewhere in the game, because people get in contact with me, you know, every once in a while.
Yes.
But it is one of those things where you know, you're like, it's like being, you know who the Chipmunks are?
Yes.
It's like going, if you're the singer for Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting comparison.
And you go into a bar and say, hey, do you know who I am? I'm Alvin from the Chipmunks.
Well, I mean, listening to your normal speaking voice, it's quite different from the style that you sang in. So, how difficult or how exhausting was it for you to sing in that voice for those 6 hours, for example, in the studio?
I held up pretty good. I don't, okay. You know, like in my own music, the stuff that's on my Bandcamp page, I don't often sing like that. But in my earlier days, I can sing. You know, my voice sounds like a lawnmower anyway, so it's not the prettiest thing. Oddly enough, I started singing because everybody that we had early on in our infancy as a band over to lead sing, we're like, this person is completely crazy, you know, the ego and the stuff that you need to be a good front man. So we just decided to start singing ourselves. And oddly, this is a front man situation.
Indeed it is, by all means. And right. You did great because all the fans loved it. And you sounded great. You really gave that, I'm not even sure if I can say character, but the vocals you've provided are just, they're really emotional, I suppose. You know, people really get what you try to tell them. So yeah, the message went through. So that's all that matters.
Good. Because, you know, like it, the first couple of songs, you know, there is a sense of humor to the whole thing too. I mean, it's, you know, the biker rock, like this band would have been a band that probably had songs about girls and motorcycles and, you know, that, you know.
Of course, yes, yes.
You know, like references to love and cars and...
Mm-hmm.
Right. They weren't like trying to overly philosophize.
Well, actually, when I first found out that you did the vocals for the Midnight Riders, I searched up your name to see how would I be able to reach you. And I found a Reddit post in which they were saying that they created a song with you. If I recall correctly, it was something like High Heels Brushed Steel.
Yes.
Saloon song. Yeah. And I listened to that and I really heard the kind of Midnight Riders feel to it. I mean, the voice that you did particularly, it reminded me of the Midnight Riders.
Right.
I'm not sure if that was intended or not.
Well, yeah, that guy got a hold of me, Sir Willie D. And he was just such a nice guy. I mean, just such a nice guy that I'm like, he wanted to do a song. And I'm like, okay, he was so nice and so approachable. And we just worked on a little thing and just, you know, did a song and he put it up. And I still keep in touch with him. He's super, super cool guy. He's much, much younger than I am. But yeah, he's, yeah.
Well, age doesn't really matter. What does, though, is this
right.
Following question. Since you collaborated with this great person, as you said, if there were any passionate Left 4 Dead musicians, I don't know, who are interested in making like something like what the Midnight Riders was, a fan-made kind of song, would you be willing to collaborate with them if there ever was a request of that sort?
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to talk about it. You know,
yes.
It was such a long time ago and it's so different than what I do. But on the other hand, I'll do anything twice.
Okay. Well, of course you wouldn't do something that's bad. Of course you would, before recording anything, you would make sure it's something legit, you know.
Right.
That's
right.
The first thing that I assume you would do.
Yeah.
Make sure. Yeah.
There would have to be some quality control for sure. But I don't think, you know, I don't think legally I could, you know, we could sing, you know, I could sing as Schmitty or anything, you know, and
of course.
Yeah.
It's well, I suppose you are right because, you know, legally it's always a difficult question because you don't want Valve to sue you by any means.
Definitely. And that's you know, I did sign some paperwork. It was very standard stuff. But it was not anything like a non-disclosure or anything like that. But, you know.
Of course, you just want to be sure that you don't get in trouble.
Right, and I think the statute of limitations have run out on it anyways, but I, you know, definitely wouldn't be as Smitty. The thing got tons of good run. There was an article when I was living in, this was a thrill for me. There was an article in the San Jose Mercury News about the best animated bands. and the top 10 bands. And we, you know, I think Josie and the Pussycats and the Chipmunks were in there, and the Archies and Fat Albert's band. And we were in there, you know, in the lower half, but I was blown away at that they even knew what it was, and that we shot up past all these, you know, these huge, huge animated bands. 'Cause when you grew up in the 70s and 80s, you know, cartoons were on every Saturday morning, and it was a much different, you know, there was only three or four stations. It was a much different, entertainment was much different. And so everybody knew who these bands were, you know, and probably got some kids into music.
Well, that's highly probable. That's a great achievement. I mean, to get in an article of that sort. And, you know, even though it's been probably a while since you read that article, I still want to congratulate you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that was back in 2010 or something.
Yeah, but people still enjoy the music of Midnight Riders, and no wonder, they're really bangers. And getting back to Left 4 Dead 2, or the beginnings, I would say, you said that you weren't really like a gamer type. So when you got this call from your friend regarding this video game, like, did you have any expectations, or like, what were your, like, you know, opinions on this? Like, should you do this? Should you not do this?
No, I, like I said, I was game to do it because I wanted to work with Mike. You know, it sounded like a super, super fun project. And but I didn't have any expectations. I really didn't know the company I was walking into. It was blind luck, you know, that this company had their stuff sewed together, and that, you know, the studios were all top rate. It was really nice. It was a really nice experience.
Well, I'm glad you had a great experience. That's very important. Do you think this gig opened up any other opportunities that came later?
No, not really. I mean, like I said, it's like sort of that thing that, you know, I didn't really push. I did not self-promote myself as that the person that was in this band. I didn't go out there and put that on my resume or start knocking on doors trying to get more work like that. I just went back to my regularly scheduled programming of doing my own music, but you know, every once in a while I do check in on the check, you know, every 3 years I'll go and look at the some of the videos, and I see people that are covering the songs and, you know, playing them in the living room and playing them at school talent contests in Russia. And it's really humbling to see, you know, a song that you wrote being sung in Russia, or, you know, like there's one guy that does a classical piano version of Savior. I'm sure that's just freaking amazing. And quite frankly, I relearned the song because people put the lyrics up and had all the chord changes up. So, yeah. Oh,
well, that's cool then. We got a kind of weird question over here, which, I mean, it's not really that weird, but if you ever be interested in like remastering or remaking the songs that you sang previously.
I don't think we own them. I think that, if they actually like put out a, you know, vinyls coming back, if they did like a 7-inch and put all four songs on there, that would be cool. But that would be up to them, you know, up to Valve.
Well, of course, but is there something
I think Mike's so busy and just going back and doing that, it's probably not a thing that's going to happen, but, you know, I have no idea.
Well, yes, is there, but I don't suppose there's anything that would prevent you personally to make like a cover of a song.
Right. No, I guess I could do that, but I probably wouldn't. Like I'm going to try to play Save Me Some Sugar For You, and I enjoy playing that. You know, maybe I might play that at a show sometime. Mm-hmm. But
Yes, of course. I mean, just do whatever you think is the best. But if you, I'm not sure if you're like interested in like somehow reaching the fans of Left 4 Dead or like getting a following from them. You know, videos of this sort. You know, like playing a song, like what you'll do here.
Right.
Maybe something like that could help with that.
You may be right. You may be right. Will you be my manager?
Well,
I'm sure you've got stuff. You've already got a job.
Well, I see no reason why couldn't I help out. I mean, if you only, you know, and even if not, we can always find you a manager.
That's great. Thanks, Ronald.
No worries, man. I mean, whenever I can help, I'm always here if I can do something. Well, I suppose there's a question from Sino here. If you ever re-listen to the songs that you performed for the game, and you already answered that sometimes in years you do re-listen to some of that.
I go back every 3 years and listen to see what people have done.
And this next question from Nick Fan is if you have a favorite one.
I like Save Me Some Sugar.
That's a great song, yeah. Midnight Ride.
I like Midnight Ride too.
Yeah, that's a great one too.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most famous ones. Or maybe Save Me Some Sugar is more famous. But yeah, those two are definitely at the top. An interesting question from Mr. Bunny too. I'm pretty sure you're not going to have an answer for that, or it's going to be a pretty simple answer. If you'd happen to have knowledge of any songs that you sang that didn't make it into the game.
No, there's no there. I think we did all those four songs, the Christmas. Yeah, those four songs. That was it. That was all we did.
So all materials were used.
Yeah. And I think at the time, people, you know, the people working on it would have done more, but I think sort of Valve sort of moved on. If what I recall their feeling of it was, because they, you know, they were making so many games.
Yes.
So we just sort of let it lie.
Okay. Well, if you were hoping for perhaps a few later years to come back, well, unfortunately, as you might know or might not know, Valve isn't really making any more games at this moment, or not as many.
I didn't know that.
So, if there was a Left 4 Dead 3, I think you would already know about that. There is no Left 4 Dead 3 as for now.
Right.
Maybe
so they stopped. They stopped as a company. I wonder what happened.
No, they are still pretty much active, but they have this program called Steam, where there's millions and billions of users. You know, it's like a online. I don't even know how to explain it. You can buy games there and play games and talk to friends. So they make a whole lot of money from that. And slowly they're also making some games.
It seems like they're moving into the future. Because aren't those Halo type games the ones that people really like to play, and those fantasy games where you can get online and they build
I suppose. I mean, you know, all people have different kind of tastes. So, you know, whatever. Some people, like I said, still play Left 4 Dead 2, including myself. And, you know, it's always, it always puts a smile on my face when I hear your voice or like anything else in the game. You know, it's just a lot of fun. So here is an interesting question, because like you said, you don't really act or do any voiceover or anything of that sort. But if you had the opportunity and Smith, what was his name?
Schmitty.
If he would return as a character, and if you were to voice him, what voice would you give him?
That's a good question. A little gravelly, something a little two packs of cigarettes a day, something a little Jack Daniels for breakfast.
Well, that sounds like something that actually could work.
Trust me, it works.
Perhaps could you show off a bit of how that could sound like?
You know how it's gonna sound.
That would actually work perfectly.
You know how it's gonna sound. It's gonna sound real good.
That works. Come on, Left 4 Dead fans. I mean, you're
that's
with me
just
on
off
this.
the top of my head.
But no, but really, that would work excellently.
Awesome.
I just imagined it. All right. We have the next question. I'm not sure. I assume you probably re-listened to Save Me Some Sugar because, you know, you had to kind of learn it or whatever again. And you remember that part, which is like kind of reversed and it's like kind of slow. And people found out that it actually says Bill is dead.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you can remember how was that recorded. Did you sing it like backwards?
No, I sing it. They just ran the tape backwards. So that was the big secret. That was some plot twist, plot point in the game, and they wanted to put that little cookie in there for the fans to find it. But they do that on Rock and Roll Records all the time, where they put little backward messages. Yeah.
Well, that was a pretty cool secret message. The character Bill, he passed away in like the game, so that's why.
Was there a question of whether he passed away or not? Was that the thing? Did it sort of, it was a question mark and people didn't know for sure, and that's why they put that in? Do you think that was it?
No, we already knew by that time that he was dead, but you know, they were trying to figure out what the message meant, and then they heard Bill is dead, and obviously that makes sense.
Right.
Okay, is there a possibility you could give a shout out to this guy named Polo? He would really like a shout out from you.
Oh, hey, Polo. Good to not meet you right now.
Well, that's a great shout out, right, Polo? Hope that works for you.
Hey, Polo.
So,
ahead.
Greg,
yeah.
What are you up to nowadays? Tell the fans.
Well, I'm just recording music. I'm in the middle of making a couple of projects with a friend of mine who plays in a band called Lotus Thief in New York.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing a record, the two of us. And then I've got a solo album that I'm working on, and no hurry to really get out. I just put out some stuff on my Bandcamp page, gregdale.bandcamp.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a band I just did with that person I just mentioned, Beth in New York, and a guy here, John Hubble. And we recorded remotely during the pandemic and did a 4-song EP called A Lower Heaven. Mm-hmm. So, and then there's a bunch of solo records of mine on there. And depending on when this comes out, I can go put up a couple of songs that are that sort of have Schmitty type vocals on it.
Okay, so that's for you, Left 4 Dead fans.
Yeah, or you can just email me. I'll give you my email address afterwards, and if you're interested in hearing those songs, I'll just send you an MP3.
Well,
I'm pretty easy going.
I don't see why not.
I'm not a good businessman. I don't.
Well, that's why you got your manager, Mr. Hamrack.
That's right.
Yeah.
My face doesn't look completely orange here because of this light, does it?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
It's still orange.
Well,
all right.
Whatever you think, I'll leave that up to you.
Thank you.
We got a message from Gunmetal Gray, and he wants to tell you that the Midnight Riders and their songs are one of the best, if not the best, fictional bands ever.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Gunmetal Gray. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Glad you like it.
And I agree with them.
It means a lot, seriously. That's killer.
And Safe Room Door is also asking if you would ever return to sing for Valve if you were asked again.
Yeah, I'd work over there again, for sure.
You have no reason why not to, I suppose.
No reason why not to. And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd definitely do that.
Well, we'd be happy to hear you reprise the role of Schmitty, because that's what the people want.
Oh, I know.
I mean, we don't want anything else from Valve but you to return. Of course, maybe I'm over-exaggerating. But
Valve,
really, I mean...
Valve does a video game, Schmitty eating breakfast. Schmitty going to the store.
Oh, speaking of Schmitty, there were plans of a Midnight Riders comic. It was canceled. I can't remember what exactly happened to it, but there was a question of that sort which I forgot to include here, but it's a good thing that I reminded myself. So there was a comic something about the Midnight Riders which was canceled. You probably don't know anything about
I
that.
don't know anything about it, but that would have been cool.
Yes, it would have been
That would
cool.
be a good comic strip, quite frankly.
Yes, and some people suspected that they would be playable characters in Left 4 Dead 3, which, like I said,
Now,
didn't.
I do. That does bring up something. That does that. There was talk about that at one point.
At Valve?
I think so. I think there was talk of. Yeah, I think there was talk about that. I don't know if I would. You know, I would probably still just sing the songs and not do the voice work. But yeah, I do recall something like that.
Well, that's cool.
Then they just moved, you know, like I said, they moved on from. I
They
think
moved on, yeah.
the video game sold a lot of copies,
Oh, it did. It did.
6 million or something, which is
If not
crazy.
more, yeah, around, probably
That
around that number. Yeah, it's
yeah.
great. It's great. It's a great number. So Val made a lot of money. I hope you did too.
No, that's none of my business.
Oh.
I didn't know, and they, you know, they paid me fairly for what I did, but you know, there was no, you know, you sign a thing and it's their property. I was just happy to do it. I wasn't, you know,
Well, what matters
I
is you
wanted the
enjoyed it.
experience. What's
Yes.
that?
What matters is that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good
Yes.
experience for sure.
And a new experience as well.
And a new experience.
You got to work together with Mike. So,
Yeah.
yeah, by all means.
Yeah.
I mean, as we might know, they might be alive, the Midnight Riders in the game. There was like a bus reference where they went by with a bus, which was like
Right.
0.5%, I think, for that to happen. And so people assume that they were alive, and they might be, but a lot of people think that, or a lot of people are, you know, curious about your opinion on what their fate might be.
Well, the only thing I know is just keep them alive right here.
Well, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the idea was the bus is leaving, so that like any cliffhanger that leads to the possibility that there's
Hope.
still hope,
Yeah.
and then on in the other side there, what, you know, that rumor that you heard about there being a them being characters in a future endeavor was something that I remember hearing as well. So that's all I know about it. So I think they're probably still out there.
Well, that's positive thinking.
They probably would have wrapped up the zombie apocalypse quicker than they did on The Walking Dead.
Oh. Probably, yeah. Took The Walking Dead some time. And they're still not done because of all the
Done.
spin-offs. Yeah.
Oh, is there another one coming up?
I think so, one with Michonne and Rick, if you're familiar with the characters.
I bowed out of after the fourth season or something.
Oh,
I haven't enjoyed it
okay.
for a while, but
Not sure if, I mean, this is kind of out of context, but there was a character in The Walking Dead from season 3 to season 5, I think, called Tyrese Williams, played by Chad L. Coleman, and he was actually the voice of Coach in Left 4 Dead 2, a playable
Oh, cool.
character.
Awesome.
Yes, I
So
thought I'd
he went
mention
on
that.
and did some. He probably has a resume then. That probably isn't his only gig.
Yes, but he did Left 4 Dead before The Walking Dead. So I'm not sure if the creators of Walking Dead were somehow inspired by Left 4 Dead or not, but it would have been cool if that's what happened.
They were really possible. I remember it was vampires were popular, and then pirates, and then zombies. I'm
Well,
not sure
yeah.
where we're at now.
Well, that's a good question.
Maybe aliens.
Maybe. Or some sort of a virus.
Oh,
My God. Well, this was a lot of fun, Greg. And
man, thanks for having me.
now, for the fans, we'd like to present you with Greg singing Save Me Some Sugar, which I think will be pretty I don't want to say new experience for you, because you did that back years ago.
Right.
But it will be a refreshing experience for you. So
a new experience. Let me grab my guitar here. I'll sort of just play it soft so we don't distort the, because I'm just on a little laptop here.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. Save me some sugar.
Buses on the road, sweet Georgia, fades away. We'll be burning down Louisiana by the very next day. No, sleep will never take me. My mind is stuck on you. Oh, you better be laying awake thinking of me too. All ask one thing, not that you be true. Over, well, I'll take